So the red blue was most effective because of the opsins, the types of color receptors that we have in our eyes. They're also spectrally a long way apart, and so that makes a better filter. And it's just a bit of plastic. I mean, it's not a fancy optic in a microscope. So that being a long way apart helps. And, you know, I have to admit, and when we first started, we used red and blue because they're a long way apart. And we thought, well, start with that. But that wasn't the ideal, like, intensity match for the left and the right eye. And so because that worked, we're like, actually, we should do the glasses properly. And so we made the sort of blue-green version that, you know, was intensity matched. And that was actually one of the comments of the reviewers, like, well, you can't compare this. And so we did all the statistics. And behaviorally, you can't tell the difference apart whether they had proper intensity matched or not. Because they're colorblind, it worked so well that actually all of our efforts may not have been all that useful. But in science, it's always good to do the best you can.